There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. Wearing, are you back to the old glove?
Yeah, I lost the other one. You know why? Because I wore it during the Cowboys game, and I just left it on my couch, and it's been there since.
So you didn't lose it?
Well, I didn't. It's still there.
You left it home.
But I think it's
why
my luck.
Why did you take your glove home?
Because I had to wear it for the game.
Oh, my
why?
God.
Why?
Because I hold the football that Matt Overton gave me from the Cowboys game, and so I thought, why not hold the football with, like, some cool gloves? And I wore
it at home when nobody's watching it. It's not a bit?
Correct. It's superstition, man. It's just part of it. And so,
but why is it superstition? It's never happened before.
I think this is the start of it. Dude, we killed.
So you created a superstition.
We killed the Chargers. So now I'm like, I'm going to have to just wear this every week.
All right. Well, you whistle this in.
The Rams.
Yeah, the Rams, right. Yeah.
They do look alike.
And it's LA.
Yes, the same city, and the colors are basically the same. Okay.
My wife did say that when we were watching the Rams. She's like, didn't we just play this team? Like, exactly. Yeah, it's very confusing.
So today is an interesting show, and I have not met Keaton from Twitter. Is that how you say your name, Keaton? K-E-A-T-O-N?
Yeah, it is.
Keaton just messaged me. He's like, I want to be on the show. I was like,
okay.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, sure. Cool. He was like, I think his message was he wants to talk about sports with us on the show. And I've not spoken to him at all till right now. So, Keaton, it's good to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you all.
Where do you live?
I live in Boise, Idaho.
I love Boise. I've been there. I said it's one of them. Yeah. I said it's like Hawaii, even better than Hawaii. Did you ever hear them say that?
You know, honestly, my dad's side of the family's from Hawaii. So we actually love that reference. It hit home for us.
Boom.
Did you know that?
Of course, I know everything about Keaton. I literally sent Mike a message this morning going, hey, let's call this guy and see if he wants to come and do the show with us.
That's awesome.
Who's your favorite teams, Keaton?
NFL. I'm a Steelers guy. Gotta love those terrible towels, except when the Jaguars steal them. That wasn't super cool.
Mm-hmm. What about college?
College, I'm a Boise State guy. Born and raised here, so love those group of five teams.
He said, I remember now in his tweet, he said that he can be our eyes for the West Coast since we're all too lazy to stay awake or something like that.
No, they don't even show it, Keaton. Like,
yeah, Pac-12, we're screwed,
they don't
man.
Show it, man.
I heard you talking about the USC game, and I was kind of laughing to myself. Me and my buddy, we were watching that game live, so I don't know what was going on for you guys.
So was I on TikTok. I was watching somebody hold the phone up to the television screen.
I did watch UNLV in Fresno State, which was like at midnight, and they market it as like college football after dark. I felt like I was watching something dirty.
Yeah, me too. I feel like they're going to have their wieners out. Yeah. Okay, well, Keaton's on with us. We'll check in with Keaton. He's just going to be part of this. Why don't we get over and do the tittle tattle?
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff.
Do you think there's a possibility that Dabo gets talked about being on the hot seat if they lose to Notre Dame this weekend?
I think if they lose to Notre Dame this weekend, next year, there's a possibility he can be on the hot seat. I don't think he gets fired this season regardless. I think when a lot of programs are in crisis, they have to do something. For example, Arkansas had to fire their offensive coordinator. I think if Dabo loses this game, he's going to have to sacrifice something. And that something could be, okay, I'll go to the transfer portal more. That sacrifice can be something that he's going to do differently fundamentally. But there's no chance he gets fired. He could lose every game the rest of the year. He's not going to fire this season. But if they lose to Notre Dame, it will definitely be a topic next year. I'm not sure what his buyout is. I'm not sure any of his contract. But if a program's that big, it almost doesn't matter unless you're Texas A&M. And they're just married to Jimbo Fisher forever.
Forever.
Or they're going to have to pay $70 million, mm-hmm. $80 million. So I'm going to say no, he will not be on the hot. It's heating up, NBA Jam style.
Yeah.
But there's no chance he gets fired. But it could have him really warm for next season. They're going to play Notre Dame. They're going to play Georgia Tech. They're going to play North Carolina. And they're going to play South Carolina. In reality, they could lose probably two of those games. I don't think they will. I think they'll probably go 3-1. But they could lose to Notre Dame and to North Carolina.
Why doesn't he use the portal? What is
old school, tradition. He didn't believe in it. Team chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and really, he's like, we don't bring new guys in all the time. It kind of infuses something that he doesn't feel keeps the team at whatever standard level of chemistry they have.
I guess I see that, but
sure.
But you see how it's
But he's not a big
teams.
NIL guy either. And that's had to happen with him a little bit too, but he was avoiding everything.
Wow.
So no, but yes, that's an answer. All right, go ahead.
All right. Do you think LSU can jump back into the playoff picture if they go to Alabama and win on Saturday?
The problem is they have two losses already. So even if they were to go to Alabama and win, Alabama's one loss is to Texas, which is not a conference game. I can't see LSU even having a breath of the air of the national championship, the playoff picture, unless they win the SEC all out. And to do that, they got to get up through the West. To do that, they got to beat Bama, but then Bama's got to lose again, and then they can't lose again. So, no. You know, last season, LSU came on really strong, too. Remember, they lost to Florida State early in the year and then just ran it at the end. They beat Alabama last year.
And they got smoked by Georgia in the championship, right?
So, no, they cannot. They're not going to be in the national championship picture. I think Oklahoma has a better shot to be in the national championship picture than LSU does. And I don't think Oklahoma has nearly the shot that a one-loss conference champion would normally have. Big 12's weak, and they may not even be. I don't think they'll beat Texas if they play them again. It's hard to beat somebody twice.
Yeah, I'd take Texas in a rematch.
But I don't even know that they're going to play each other because both those schools could lose. Texas got a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, they lost this last week. They almost lost to UCF the week before. What's going on over there?
And they play OK State this weekend. Who's rolling?
They do. And Texas playing Kansas State, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Big 12.
Let's go Kansas State. Wow. Let's go. Eddie, your thoughts on LSU?
I haven't really kept up with LSU.
That's fair.
Okay. I don't know. Let you guys talk that one out.
Yeah, that's fair. Alabama and Ole Miss are both 7-1. I shouldn't keep Ole Miss out of, but Alabama's loss is to Texas. It's not a conference loss.
Yeah. Who? Ole Miss has lost.
Ole Miss lost to maybe LSU. No, they beat LSU at the end. That was the score that was like 100-88 or something. That crazy game where Dart was chunking. No, they can't be a national.
Alabama. They lost to Alabama.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Going to the NFL, do you think the NFL made a mistake by having Tyreek's return against the Chiefs be played in Germany instead of Kansas City?
You know, let's go over to Keaton for this one. He's a big NFL guy. Keaton, what do you think about Tyreek? He's going to play the Chiefs, but they're doing it in Germany.
Being over here more on the West Coast mountain side, those Germany games are early for us.
That's so really sucky, yeah.
Yeah.
Germany, London, those games are a little early, but it is fun waking up. You can turn on the TV and you wake up to a second half game. Hopefully it's close. I'm sure it will be with those two teams, but I would like to see it played in Kansas City, see how the fans receive them again, and then just see what the Cheetah can do.
It's interesting because I go, you know, I kind of like the Germany, London games, but I'm getting them 2 hours before he is, before Keaton is.
Oh, yeah. So he'd get them at 5, 6, 7 in the morning?
Wait, what time? They started at noon.
8. I think it's like 8:30 our time.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 9. Okay.
Yeah, so 7:30 our time then.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's rough.
And I'm trying to sleep in a little bit on the weekend.
I felt that for sure.
Sunday.
Do you think that the NFL, I mean, they must have talked about this, right?
Yeah. I think it was done purposefully.
just to do it in a neutral zone.
They've
like,
never played in this place here before. I think it's a big storyline. They definitely don't want to go over there with some crap. They used to be giving us, if you remember, the last couple of crappy games. All the games were crappy.
They've given
us some better games this year.
That's true.
I mean, they're trying to make, and also I think if it were Tyreek hated Kansas City or Kansas City hated Tyreek, it would be different. They don't. He just went because they offered him more money. Mm. There's no bad blood there. Tyreek still talks about his quarterbacks, meaning Tua and Mahomes. So that'll be interesting.
We do love to make drama out of
that.
We do. Though.
Yeah. but they're eventually going to have a team over in the UK and maybe more than one.
Oh, bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it. What are they going to be?
What, like it's against America or somebody?
I think that's the way the games are going to be. If you have a German team or a...
Well, it's like everybody that's on the Dallas Cowboys is not from Dallas.
Right. No, I know, but still, it's got to be like, oh, we're playing the German sausages, right? Whatever. You know, Cowboys versus
the sausages.
I was thinking
like the London Monarchs or something like that, but I hear you.
The German sauerkrauts.
Yeah,
like,
the German sauerkrauts.
Let's get them. Like, I think it'd be like USA, USA, even though they're probably going to be all Americans.
It's going to be all Americans, basically.
But are you saying it's like part of the NFL?
Yes.
Like right. You're not saying it's like the NFL against another country.
Can you have a German team on the National Football League?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they'll eventually have a UK team. Or a couple at once. So those two teams, so it's just not one team over there by themselves.
The fans are going to have to get it together, though, because they show the crowd and they're all wearing different jerseys. Like you have a Texans dude next to a Cowboys dude next to a Steelers guy and the Jags are playing.
But it's because they don't have their own team.
Right.
That's why. If they have their own team, I think it'll be – but it's also like us going to soccer games. We're like, what the – what's happening? What am I doing?
Offside.
Is my jersey on backward? Why is there a logo on it of a company? Like all this stuff.
Yeah.
We have to learn.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Last one. Which game are you more excited for this weekend? Bills at the Bengals or Eddie and Mike's Cowboys at the Eagles?
Ooh. Personal bias, Cowboys at Eagles, just because I like to see the Cowboys win or lose bad.
What?
No, I like to see them win. But if they lose, I don't like to see if we're going to have to suffer a loss, I'd like for it to be bad because it's hilarious.
To who?
You, me.
Yeah, see, no, it's just me. That's
me
just
too.
Me. You want it to be a close game.
No, I want the Cowboys to win. My picks are like this. First choice, Cowboys win.
Yeah, that'd be great. My first choice.
Second choice, Cowboys lose bad. Third choice, Cowboys barely lose.
Okay. All right. Man, you want that close game. Like, if we lose
I want you to win a close game. I don't want to sit there and watch the Cowboys lose a close game.
Well, we don't want to get slaughtered. But, I mean, if we do lose by a field goal or, like, you know, 2 points or something, I'd be like, that's all right. We're still in it.
Exactly. And that's not that interesting. I want to hear tears or I want to hear joy.
Mike, are you listening to this?
Yeah, I don't want to feel that.
No, I don't either.
Both home teams are favored by 3. So the Eagles are favored by 3 and the Bengals are favored by 3. Joe Burrow looked good last game for the first time.
Real good.
He looked real good. Who's your pick to win the Super Bowl right now, Keaton?
My bias pick is saying those Steelers are going to get going just because Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing.
God.
But my realistic my realistic pick is I think the 49ers are going to get it done. I think they're going to figure it out. Brock Purdy's going to figure it out. It's going to be one of those storyline Super Bowls where Brock Purdy gets in there and he's healthy. They don't have to have McCaffrey or Kittle throwing the ball in the backfield. I think the Cowboys are going to get close. I think it's because they got all those Broncos, the Cowboys do. But I think it'll come up short. And then on the other side, I think Mahomes is going to keep going if Taylor Swift stays with Kelce. I mean, Kelce has twice as many yards when Kelce's in attendance. NFL Chiefs will make sure to do that every playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Are we counting the Dolphins out?
I'm not counting the Ravens out.
The Ravens?
The Eagles.
The Bills.
But we just asked him. We asked him a question. We didn't say who are all the good teams. We literally said.
I started attacking him.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Cowboys in there a little bit, but not finishing.
He
I don't
just
like that.
Got offended that he didn't pick the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So are you saying, though, Keaton, that you think Purdy is the guy and this is just a common lull that every quarterback goes through?
I think Purdy's their guy with the system that the 49ers have. Their coach, they know how to get it done on offense. They've got extreme weapons on the inside and outside. They've had injuries. Brock Purdy got concussed. Concussions are tough, especially when he's trying to play through them. He got hit on the plane, but I'm sure he was feeling some of those early onset symptoms. I think they're going to figure it out. They're going to get it done. And then 49ers are going to roll like they were earlier this year.
They were rolling. They did look like easily the best team in football.
I think he nailed it with the system. Like, if the system's working great and everything's all oiled up and good to go, yeah, they're unstoppable.
Isn't that every system, though? I was just about to say. You have the right people in the right system.
Knox, Cowboys have been full strength, and then we got beat by the
But I don't think you got the Cardinals. Right system. I don't think you got the right.
Then we're missing the system. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, that's Tittle Tattle. The stupidest name ever is the Tittle Tattle. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app, use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. We're switching it up this week. We have not had a parlay, well, since the Dolphins won the Super Bowl. I believe that was 1972.
Oh, yeah.
71.
It's a great year.
Yes. So, we're doing NFL games, okay, guys?
Yes.
Yep.
Don't let me down.
It's you're white. You're looking at me again,
Eddie. You've not made one,
dude. I know.
You've not made a correct pick in 2 months.
And I said because it's we keep doing college games.
Okay. No. First of all, you said it's because it was games only on TV.
Well, true.
Yes.
And that didn't work out.
Okay. What do you have?
So an NFL game. We're gonna do the Commanders. I know a lot of changes on their defense, but again, they're playing the Patriots, and you're giving me 3 points. Give me the Commanders +3.
Got it. Kevin.
I'm going to go with the Browns. They're playing the Cardinals. They just traded away their what was starting quarterback. And I think they're going with a guy named Nick Toon. Never heard of her. So we're going to go with the Browns -8.
I love Nick Toons.
Nickelodeon Toons? Yeah, never heard of her?
Nick Toons. They would show him on early Saturday morning for the kids. Nick Toons.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't know who her is.
Yeah, why did you say that?
Why would you say that?
You never heard of her?
And he would whoop your butt.
Never heard that saying?
You would never say that to his face, whoever it is.
Never heard of her.
He would beat you up. Okay, I'm taking a team that is on fire.
Oh, the Cowboys.
I'm rolling with momentum. I'm rolling with the team that has so much potential because of how they won last week. I think they could possibly win out.
Oh, you're going Carolina.
The Carolina Panthers. +2.5 over the Colts.
I knew it. I mean, Frank Reich's going to want to win this one really bad. It's his old team.
They're on fire.
Yeah, they are.
They got a big 1-0 going.
1-0, yeah.
Carolina Panthers +2.5. Take it to the bank.
On fire.
Smoking hot.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, Keaton, what's up with your Steelers?
You know, I don't want to go with the flow, just go with the crowd, but our OC, Matt Canada, I think we got to move on.
I liked it when they scored and he didn't react. That's a little funny about the video.
Yeah, and then you got even over in the NHL, you got the Penguins starting fire Matt Canada chance. I mean, he's been good. I think he can be a good OC. I think he can be a good offensive guy somewhere else, but I don't think his system is what Steelers football is all about. They're a pounded, grinded out team and be able to utilize the play action. I think there's a lot of jet sweeps, and I think there's a lot of things that don't utilize our weapons. But ultimately, he wasn't very good with Ben Roethlisberger. He wasn't good in our break year between Kenny Pickett, and then Kenny Pickett he hasn't been great with either. But our O-line is bad too, so it's not all on Matt Canada.
Can I just present the other side of that, in that he wasn't good with Roethlisberger, but Roethlisberger was 100 years old with broken legs. He got the late version of Roethlisberger.
And a hurt arm.
Yeah, Roethlisberger was going to – So, and I'm not a Canada fan. I'm not a hater though. But Roethlisberger was old and hurt. Secondly, the gap year before you got Kenny Pickett, that's just you guys not having a quarterback. And how are you supposed to win without the most important player in the entire the 22 that are on the field? That's the most important player. Third, Pickett was a rookie last year, and heck, he's been hurt. Isn't Trubisky starting this next week, or did he start? What's happening with Pickett now?
They're leaving the door ajar, as Mike Tomlin put it, for Pickett to play. But I think it's gonna be Trubisky, and he'll do Trubisky things.
What does that mean?
Well, that also ain't good.
Trubisky what does that
things?
Mean?
No. I'm just saying it's Trubisky things of running around, tossing the ball up like he did, and those things.
He just hasn't really had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch.
No, Canada. Oh. Leave him 5 more years. Give him a 5-year deal. Oh. Yeah, 5-year deal, and let him prove himself is what I say. All right, we're going to play a game here.
I mean...
Oh, go ahead. Finish it up, Keaton. What do you got to say?
I was going to say Steelers, they have like the longest 55, 56 games maybe now without a 400-yard offensive showing, and Matt Canada's been there for a lot of those.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Dallas Cowboys have a 400-yard game with their backup quarterback.
And then he insults Eddie just to make himself feel better. We like that.
Man, I was just sitting here.
I just imagine if you're Matt Canada's Steelers Cowboys kids. Rivalry. And you're at a hockey game. You're not at the football game. You got to get away from that. Being rough with your dad. And you're at a hockey game, and you're like Matt Canada's 14-year-old son. Don't know if he has a 14-year-old son. They're like, fire Matt Canada. Yeah. You're like, oh,
don't
my
know
God.
He's at the hockey game.
Like, my dad can't get a freaking break. It's that's crazy. All right, here's what we're going to do. Keaton, I'm going to give you a chance here to win something. I don't know what you're going to win. But you get to play Eddie in the NFL jersey logo quiz.
Ooh. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So I'll give you a question. And the first to buzz in with all the correct answers, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I know it's a tough one. I didn't really think about this game. I just kind of pulled it offline. Okay, let's go with, hey, we'll do this. Eddie, call it heads or tails.
Tails.
That way, because Eddie hasn't seen the game. Tails?
Tails. Never fails.
It is.
Is that American coin?
It's tails, but there's also a head on the tails. Huh? Like, there's the normal big head, and there's a person on the tails.
So I got it.
That's tails.
All right, let's
Eddie, go. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Ready, Keaton. Question number one. Can you name the only 5 NFL teams that have orange in their logos? How many can you get?
Orange.
That have orange in their logos. You're going to have 30 seconds to get as many as you can. Don't start yet. Let me get the timer going here. So all this extra time you have is to think. And 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, orange is Bengals. Dolphins got some orange in there.
Correct.
The Browns.
Correct.
Denver Broncos.
Correct.
You said 5?
One more. Orange in their logo.
Orange in their logo. Oh, the Bears.
Correct.
Wow.
There we go.
This guy's good.
He got almost a 100% on that one.
Nice, Keaton.
This guy's real good.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the percentage averages. Keaton with 100%. Eddie.
Let's go.
There are 3 on this one, 3 answers. Okay. So each of them's worth 33%, obviously. Okay. Can you name the 3 NFL teams that have their name written in their logo? It has to be their current logo. You can have 30 seconds when I finish reading the question a second time. Can you name the 3 NFL teams that have their name written in their logo, and time starts now.
The name is written in their logo. The Chiefs is one. The Ravens. The Ravens is 2. And 3 is Commanders.
Time. None were right.
What on earth?
What would you have said, Keaton?
I only need 2. It was Steelers.
Yep.
And then I know the 49ers because it's 49ers.
Oh, but that's it. Yeah.
Nope.
Not 49ers? Ah.
No. Raiders, Jets, and Steelers.
Oh, Jets.
I only knew the Jets off the top of my head.
Okay.
About that.
Eddie got a 0% on that one.
Dang.
That's going to hurt the score.
The Raiders, too, is on there?
Yeah. All right, Keaton, over to you. Name the 4 NFL teams that wear black helmets as their primary helmet. Go.
All right. Steelers. Falcons. Oof.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Dang. I think that's all I got.
Time. Steelers and Falcons are correct. Eddie, what would you have said?
Jaguars.
Jaguars, correct. And this has been terrible for me because I'm so colorblind. Ravens.
Oh, I thought they were purple.
I would have thought they were purple too, but Ravens. Okay. I guess they're black with purple. Okay, so Keaton's got a 50% there.
It's pretty, still pretty good.
His total score average is 50%. Eddie, you're still at 0%.
Yeah, I'm at zero.
No, his is at 75%. Excuse me. Eddie, yours is at 0.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Eddie, here we go. There are 5 of these. Mm-hmm. Can you name the 5 NFL teams that have white helmets as their primary helmets? 5 teams that have white helmets, and the time starts now.
Titans. White helmet. Cardinals, white helmet. Colts, white helmet. Chargers, white helmet. Come on, come to me. Come to me.
5 seconds.
Give me. Not coming to me.
Time. Cardinals correct, Colts correct, Chargers correct, Titans not.
Oh, it's not a white
Titans
helmet?
Titans are blue. Mm-hmm. Oh. The Bills.
Oh, the Bills have a white helmet.
And the Dolphins.
Dang.
Eddie, you got a 60% there.
Hey, I'm on the board.
So right now, Eddie's averaging 30% and Keaton's averaging 75%.
Oh, boy.
He's whooping you up. He's whooping you up, buddy.
Yeah.
Not good, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Can you name, Keaton, the 7 teams that have only 1 letter in their primary logo? Go.
7. 1 letter? Mm-hmm. Denver Broncos. Bengals. Ooh. Titans.
Time. You got 2, Bengals and Titans.
Okay.
So what was the first one you guessed?
28%. We have Bengals, 1 letter in their logo, Bears.
Yeah.
Titans. Falcons, because the Falcon's in the shape of an F.
It is? That bird's in the shape of an F?
Green Bay.
I never knew that.
Me either.
Washington. And Baltimore.
Okay.
So if we're doing the math here.
Hey, Keaton, those are tough, man. The ones with the logo questions, those are hard.
I was with you guys with the Falcons. I had no idea. So that's a good little fun fact. And the Ravens, I think I just pushed those out of my brain for every question.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're the last. For those Ravens.
They're the last team I think of ever.
Hold on. 75 plus 50. His final score is 51%.
Okay, so I need to get all these right. That's what you're telling me.
Well, Eddie, you're right now at a
30.
You're at 30.
Okay.
So you're going to have to get like, you need to probably get close to all of them.
Okay.
I don't know the final answer, but there are 4 options here.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Eddie, can you name the only NFL teams that wear green jerseys? The only NFL teams that wear green jerseys. And timer starts now.
Jets, Eagles. Jets, Eagles. Green jerseys. Hmm.
10 seconds.
Is there any more than the Jets and the Eagles?
There are two more.
Two more.
Three.
Come on, two. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me.
One.
No. Didn't come to me.
Time.
Huh?
The Seahawks.
That's green.
That was and
blue.
The Packers.
Ah, the dumb.
Yeah,
I thought
for sure you're getting the Packers.
Damn, the dumb Packers.
Yeah.
So let's put an Eddie score. Zero. Plus 60 plus 50.
50% there.
Equals 110 divided by 3.
Are we close?
36.6. Eddie,
no, that's not close. Good job. Good job, Keaton.
Keaton, good job.
Nice work.
Keaton, as your prize, I'm going to give you a plug of your Twitter. What do you do on Twitter? Anything you want to plug? Like people to follow you or anything?
Yeah, I mean, people can follow me on Twitter. I'll be, just trying to make sure West Coast sports can stay in the spotlight. My handle is just KJ Elledge 6.
K, what is it?
KJ, okay. And then my last name, Elledge.
And then 6.
This is jersey number.
There you have it. Okay. Well, Eddie, embarrassing. You let somebody come into your house and pee all over the furniture
sure,
and you
did
nothing
he
about
did.
It.
Or I was a nice host.
No.
Like he's a guest. I'll let him win.
You did nothing about it. Keaton, thank you for hanging out with us. We really appreciate that. I hope this was as fun for you as it was for us, buddy.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I appreciate you guys. You guys put on a great show.
Were you weirded out when we called you this morning? Were you like, wait, what?
No. I hopped on, kind of missed the Twitter out when I woke up, was just checking some Slacks and emails and things, and then luckily went over to the phone and saw a Twitter notification from Kevin. So I appreciate it. And
what do you do for a living?
I do analytics for a company out of Silicon Valley who bought out a startup out of here in Idaho.
Dang.
That sounds important.
Yeah, it does sound important. You should probably do that.
I just like doing the analytics and statistics behind things, which is why I'm a sports guy. So, and then, Eddie, if you ever need a rematch, I'm happy to come back and see if I can sweep you.
I like it. I'm up. Yeah, hey, next time, no gimmies.
You didn't give him
no
anything
gimmies.
That time.
No gimmies. Be serious next time.
All right, Keaton. Thanks,
I'll
buddy.
Take that glove, though, off your hand.
Oh, get the glove.
Hey. This one?
That will be hilarious. Hey, okay. Mike, put that down in a few weeks. We got Keaton on. Eddie's got to bet the glove.
Like okay.
All right. Keaton, talk to you later, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, right. Bobby. Bye-bye. See you, everyone.
Thank you, Keaton.
All right, let's talk. Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? We're more than halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbelievable offers. Every single game. Unbeatable. Unbelievable. And new customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The code to put in is BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and up. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking ahead at college football, the Georgia-Missouri matchup is slightly interesting, but not really.
Yeah. Kind of forgot about Missouri.
Yeah.
Which, they're forgettable.
They did beat Kansas State earlier this year. They've also lost. Georgia's 16-point favorite. Mm-hmm.
You like that?
No, I don't like the game. Because I can just see both happening, where Georgia beats them by 50, or Missouri, like they did maybe last year, the year before, keeps it really close till the end. So I think Georgia probably moves on. Michigan's a 32.5-point favorite over Purdue.
Oh, wow.
Ohio State's an 18.5-point favorite at Rutgers.
Purdue for sure changed their signs, right?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters, Purdue.
It doesn't matter.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think it matters one bit. Florida State's a big favorite over Pitt. Just for the games that like might matter, Washington at USC is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're at USC. USC is very disrespected, and they deserve it. But I don't know, do they use that as motivation? Can their defense start to – because it seems like they're just – the fundamental things they're not doing right at USC. It feels like just watching from my eyeballs to the screen, watching my TikTok hold it up to a TV screen.
Through TikTok.
And I've watched them four times this year, and I just feel like they miss a lot of – I'm not going to say easy because I can't do it, but a lot of what I would call just like standard tackles or blown easy coverages. It's not a scheme thing. I think it's just coaching. So – I think Washington runs them, though.
What's the line on that?
Washington minus 3.5.
Ooh, I like it.
Which isn't much, right?
No.
It's at USC.
Yeah, I know, but...
USC still ranked number 24. Oregon's a big favorite over Cal by 24 points. I like this game, too. The Kansas State-Texas game.
Yeah.
Texas is a 4-point favorite. It is in Austin. What's interesting about this game is that Texas is still with their backup quarterback. He played pretty well last week against BYU. Kansas State, man, they got some heat on them. Also, I'm very biased because I really like them.
Me too.
As people.
Emo.
Yeah. I'm rooting for them.
Me too. So I'm not going to touch it. Alabama, 3-point favorite against LSU in Tuscaloosa. I think Bama rolls. LSU can't stop anybody. And Alabama can. And LSU's got a really good offense, but LSU can't stop anybody. Penn State, 10.5-point favorite over Maryland. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Now, that's a game. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Your family pumped for that one?
Oh, that's what they live for.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma State's been playing pretty good lately. And they hate each other, and this is the last time they're going to play in like 10 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's in Stillwater. That place is going to be bonkers. A&M Ole Miss could be interesting. Notre Dame and Clemson. Oregon State and Colorado. So there's a decent slate of games. But a lot of those early 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams are just such big favorites. I'm really not that interested unless I get a thing that pops my phone from Apple. Bloop. The game is close. Yeah. Like, I'll be looking... But the game is close. NFL, what game are you looking forward to the most? Eddie, I know what you're going to do, so you go first.
No, I'm not doing that.
You
I'm
can.
Not, I'm not doing that. I really want to see Chiefs and Dolphins. I think this
You're not doing Cowboys and Eagles?
I'm not. I mean, obviously, that's the game I'm going to watch and really, really pay attention to. But I think I don't know where people are at with the Dolphins. Like, they are so good. They're rolling over people. They lost, you know.
Buffalo kicked them in the nuts pretty good.
They did. But I think that the Chiefs are really, like, I think we're basing a lot on just what they've done in the last 4 or 5 years. I think this,
you mean the multiple championships they've won?
Correct.
With their starting quarterback, who's probably a top five all-time quarterback?
Yeah, but he's moving like an old man these days.
Yeah, remember when last year he sucked?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I mean, I don't know. I just want, I'm really interested in this game. I want to see if Miami can pull this one off, because if they do, watch out.
I feel like, as Ric Flair said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And even if the Chiefs lose regular season, that's not beating the man. You're going to have to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs for me to feel like anybody else is ever going to beat the Chiefs. To be the man, you got to beat the man, and nobody's beating the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I don't even care who wins, because they're both making the playoffs. They're both going to be AFC teams that may even see each other again. But yeah, that'd be a fun one.
That'd be a good
one. Too bad it'll be 7:30 in the morning, 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Kevin.
For me, it's got to be the Bills and Bengals. Both have 3 losses. You feel like whoever wins this game kind of takes that turn that they should, and the other team might feel a little down about themselves. And they're going to meet again probably at some point, like the Dolphins and Chiefs. But I'm excited to see Burrow against Allen, see who outperforms who.
The Seahawks and Ravens is interesting to me, because Seattle's got to travel all the way over to Baltimore.
That's tough.
That's basically like going to friggin' London.
How long is that flight? 5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And they're both good teams. The Ravens are a 5.5-point favorite. I think the Ravens' ceiling is winning the Super Bowl. I think the Seahawks' ceiling is playing in the NFC Championship game. Playing in it. I don't think they'll win it, but I think they can get to it. Ceiling. So I think that, to me, is an interesting game on where those two teams are. The Ravens are just so hot and cold. And mostly hot.
They've been hot.
Mostly hot. But man, when they're cold, it's terrible.
It's weird.
They drop every ball.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then with the Seahawks, they're always playing those 3:30 games. Mostly because they're playing other teams on the left side. And it's like, I don't spend as much time just watching them. It's the West Coast.
You don't really watch the afternoon games?
I do, but usually it's the Cowboys play a lot, those 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, 3 o'clock games for the most part.
I don't really flip it over to the Seahawks if it's close anywhere else. But I think this will be a really good test for both of those teams to let idiots like me know where each team is. Because they're both good teams.
Yeah. That is going to be a good one.
I'm surprised that it's a 5.5-point spread. However, maybe it's because the Seahawks are traveling all the way across the country.
Yeah, and they just got Leonard Williams.
They did, from the Giants.
That's a good pickup.
It is. But I saw the line didn't change at all on like their future.
Oh, really?
Even with them, yeah. And the Giants are selling, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're done. NFL's putting a halt to University of Houston's uniforms. Did you guys see the Houston uniforms look like Oilers uniforms?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see that.
And they looked awesome, too. But so the Titans did their thing. But the Titans were the Oilers. But Houston came out in these Houston Oiler like tribute, where they were like that blue, and they had Houston written in red, like right here. They look like Oiler uniforms.
Okay. But they've never been the Oilers. That's strange.
Well, they also have never been in the NFL.
Yeah.
They're college.
Yeah, but they've always had red.
But they've always been Houston.
Yeah. University of Houston.
They have the ties there.
So NFL, not a fan. Now they're legally saying, hey, don't do that. You can't use that uniform.
Yeah, okay. They can do that.
The school made it a point to say those uniforms were a tribute to the H-Town pride. And a nod to the city's fondness for the Oilers. No attempt to market the uniforms have been made, meaning they're not trying to sell them. Mm. But they did look awesome.
Yeah.
The Titans looked awesome as the Oilers.
They did, man. I loved it.
YouTube's NFL Sunday Ticket, I guess, had issues last week. I didn't struggle with it at all.
I didn't either.
But there were a lot of people who said there was lagging, buffering, loading. Anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw it on Twitter, but I didn't have any issues.
I did see like blurry buffering. I saw that for a while, but I mean, I just figured that was my internet.
Everybody probably did. Yeah. Everybody's blowing in their box.
Yeah.
Resetting the modem. So, I don't know. It's been a game changer with Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV.
Ugh, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Even Monday nights.
Yes.
Baseball, playoffs going on, Monday Night Football. It's the best.
It's the best.
The best.
Best thing they did for us is buy that.
Yeah.
Because it actually lets us watch it. I didn't have DirecTV. I did at one point, but then it wasn't worth it to me to keep DirecTV all year long for just a Sunday Ticket on Sunday.
Yeah.
Another Big Ten school is calling out Michigan for sign stealing. The Michigan sign stealing scandal just keeps on growing. Reportedly, another Big Ten school was told to keep an eye out for the ball boys relaying plays to the Michigan sidelines.
Ball boys?
It seemed that holding the football up in one hand was meant to indicate expected pass play.
Okay.
holding the ball up in the other hand was meant to indicate a run.
I can't wait to see more come out. I mean, like, people just make stuff up, I feel like, at this point.
This is dangerous. Because if you're telling, if this is true, I don't know that it is. If you've got a ball boy involved in this, why would he not talk? He doesn't have any real allegiance to you.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying him.
Even then. Unless you have him signing an NDA.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just can't let too many people know about things you're doing that are shady, or the shady things will get out. So the ball boy thing's a little, I'm sure something was up. Or maybe they have, like, all of a sudden their offensive coordinator's the ball boy.
Yeah. Right. Wait a second. Is that?
It's just like a 19-year-old. Are you going to give them that much? You're going to let them know what the scheme is and what they're looking for and how to cheat when you know the ramifications are so bad if you get caught? I still believe it was happening, but it's just, that's risky.
Yeah.
Because you get caught. And guess what happened? They got caught. I love it. I want a book on this. I want a Disney movie. I want something on it.
Oh, a Disney movie.
I don't even care.
Netflix.
I don't. You know what? Skinemax. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Just give it to us.
So the sign stealer. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun,
dun. Terrible name, but we come something okay, better than that. But he was just on the spot, you know?
A lot of developments. It's the last time we talk, mostly because the trade deadline. Kevin, walk us through some of the trades. There were four or five ones that mattered. I don't really care about the Peoples Jones one, stuff like that. But walk me through some of the big ones.
The biggest one, biggest splash would be the Niners getting Chase Young.
Oh, boy.
From the Washington Commanders. They didn't only get rid of Montez Sweat. They got rid of Chase Young as well. Niners, Bosa, Chase Young.
Oh, gosh.
That's defense is nasty.
That's not what we want.
Chase Young is always hurt, first of all. Second of all, yes, I think it's great. I think I would rather have Sweat than Chase Young, if I'm being honest.
Ooh.
Third of all, they don't need Chase Young to be a superstar. They just need him to not have Bosa be double-teamed on every single freaking play, right? If Chase Young is just fine and can cause a little bit of a disturbance, then they can't put two and three guys on Bosa. So, yeah, absolutely a big move. They traded him for a third-round pick. Now, that being said, we go to the Bears and Sweat to the Bears for a second-round pick. And there's a reason. I think Sweat's better. I think if the Bears kept their second-round pick and drafted any defensive end, they're not going to get what they were going to get with Sweat. And the weird thing is he's a free agent at the end of this year, and it's the Bears, and the Bears aren't trying to rent a win so they can get to the playoffs. So they must have some sort of understanding that he's going to sign a long-term deal. Otherwise, why would you make that trade?
Remember when they did this with Claypool last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't really work out.
It didn't, but Claypool's kind of an idiot.
Yeah,
I don't think
agreed.
I don't think Sweat's an idiot. And if you're looking for people to spend money on now in the NFL, here's who it's not. It's not running backs. It's not linebackers. It's really not safeties, but it is interior linemen and defensive end. Pass rushers.
Yeah.
So I think getting Sweat's a big deal for the Bears if they're planning on signing him to 3, 4, 5, 6 years. But I think he's the better one of the two. Chase Young, probably the biggest name because he came from Ohio State and was rocking, but he's just been hurt a lot. But I do like the whole fire sale they're doing over in Washington. New owner. I think they do have a quarterback now, though, which is pretty cool. So they can use those picks, second, third round pick, to hopefully draft some more young talent, build that sucker back up. I wish they would change their name, though.
Are they going to?
Yeah.
I think they're going to. Oh.
Again, I don't know. I don't know if they are for sure.
I think the owner said he's going to change it.
Are they trying to go
years.
Back to the football team?
I don't know. I wish they'd go back. The Commanders kind of sucks.
But they are the Washington, D.C., it's the commander in chief.
I don't think that's what it's about.
And why not? That's where commanders live.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because they're commander in chief.
It's not? I just figured, all political powers in Washington, D.C., they're the commanders, the military.
Okay, but that's not the president.
Oh, he is a lot the commander in chief.
Do you think, Kevin, that the commanders are named after the president?
I've never heard that. I've never thought of that. So I'm going to go with a no, but I don't think it's the wildest thing Eddie's ever said.
There we go. And
guys, you've said a bunch of wild crap, dude. I don't know if that's a compliment.
But I'm getting a little offended here because, just because you haven't heard other people say that doesn't mean it's not true. Guys, I could be the newsbreaker. I could be the, I listen to 25 Whistles, and this guy on there, he was right.
I feel like that wouldn't be breaking news that someone would have said it before.
I've never heard anything. I just assumed.
Okay. So,
and that's how you come up with hot takes.
You just assume?
You just assume and
that
you say
that. That is very accurate, actually.
You don't think much about it. You just assume and you go?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Josh Dobbs leaving Arizona. Kevin, what do you think about that?
It It's cool, I guess. I mean, I don't know what Minnesota's really going to do with him. We saw him in Arizona. He had some flashy moments, flashy quarters and halves, but at the end of the day, they're still 1-7, so Kevin O'Connell out there in Minnesota, we'll see what he does with them, but I guess...
Wait, isn't that your name?
Yeah, that is my name. Yep.
Yeah,
my kids, I had to drop it in there.
My kids freak out when we're watching the Vikings. They're like, are they talking about Kevin? Like, kickoff Kevin? No, guys. Just the same name.
I've had a few people DM me over the years. You suck at coaching.
No, you haven't.
That's not true. That's a lie.
On Twitter, I'm not kidding.
Hey, Bones, by the way, the Washington Commanders on Google says, in homage to the U.S. Capitol's connection to the military.
Okay, but that's the Commander-in-Chief. I don't disagree with that.
What do you mean? That's
what I
said.
But it's not named after the president, the commander-in-chief.
He is the commander-in-chief.
No one's arguing with that point either.
Sounds like you're arguing just to argue.
I do that sometimes. So he's going to the Vikings, better than what they did have. I don't think he's going to start this week. But weren't they benching him anyway, Josh Dobbs?
Yeah, that's why.
For who? They were benching him for, Kyler, right?
We already talked about him. We already talked about her.
I know this, but they're trying to do this whole, like, ooh, Kyler might play. He's not going to play, right?
I think he plays in 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah.
They have to shop him if they're going to – you got to get him out there, let him play a little bit so they can trade him.
Well, then I'm picking him up. Wire.
I already did.
Other trade – oh, you did?
Yeah. In fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because my quarterbacks are Justin Fields and Anthony Richardson. Okay. And I have Sam Howell.
Mine too, and they're both hurt. Now it's Baker Mayfield. But I'm a big Baker guy, though.
Big guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big Baker guy. Other trades that matter, Kevin?
And the other one, like you said, is Donovan Peoples-Jones, Rasul Douglas, the DB, went to the Bills from the Packers. That's a good pickup. But is it, like, sexy and flashy? Not really.
Yeah, neither am I, though. I'm doing pretty good, huh?
That is true.
Another thing is they released the first official poll for the college football playoffs. And I pulled it up, and I was very excited. I was ready to see Arkansas pop into the top 10 and surprise the world.
And is that what you saw?
Well, I think they messed up. I think there was a typo.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's the top. Well, I have top 25, but here we go. Number one, Ohio State. Which is fine, I guess. I just don't think they're the best team in college football.
No.
I think Michigan's actually better than Ohio State. And I don't think Ohio State's played many folks that are worth crap. But Ohio State at one, Georgia at two.
Yeah, I would have put Georgia at one, but okay.
Me too, just because they're undefeated and they've won two national championships in a row. Man. It's kind of hard to change that. Michigan at three, Florida State at four. Now, would you think that if Ohio State and Michigan play, and it's a close game, and it was their only loss, that whomever lost could stay in, because last year that didn't happen.
I think so. If they're the top two teams and you're asking them to go head-to-head, I mean, yeah, I think that just because one loses doesn't mean they're going to get dropped down to five or six. They're still the two top teams in the nation.
But what if they get beat by 30?
That's different.
They're out.
Different story.
That's what happened. It wasn't 30, but they got beat pretty bad last year.
Yeah, that is true. And that was at home, too.
Yes. So... Michigan won. Oh, sorry. Ohio State won. Georgia two. Michigan three. Florida State four.
What do you think about Florida State?
They haven't really played anybody. Neither is Michigan, but I mean they beat who they've played. So Michigan's gonna have to play Ohio State. Michigan's gonna have a couple tough games left, and Florida State. I have no idea, dude.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Washington at five. I think they were probably a little disappointed. Oregon at six. One loss. Texas at seven. One loss. Alabama 8, one loss. Oklahoma 9, one loss. Texas is over Oklahoma by 2, even though they beat them. Why, Eddie?
Because they have a backup quarterback.
Well, no, I think most teams do. Texas beat Alabama.
They should. They should have a backup quarterback. Every team.
No. I mean they're on their backup quarterback.
Okay. No, Texas beat Alabama.
Oh, that's right.
And that was their big one. Right. And they played Oklahoma close.
Man, I'm thinking about Washington right now. I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
undefeated.
The last couple weeks, they've kind of just...
It doesn't matter, though. I feel like if you're undefeated, you've got to be up there.
But the teams ahead of them are all undefeated, too. No. Ohio State, undefeated.
Yeah, keep going.
Georgia, undefeated.
Yeah.
Michigan, undefeated.
Florida State's not undefeated.
Florida State, undefeated.
They are? I thought they lost one. Maybe they were close to losing one.
I believe they're undefeated.
Okay.
Kansas State, our boys, KSU, at 23.
Nice.
Love it.
Tennessee at 17. LSU at 14. Louisville at 13. The big surprise are Missouri at 12.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. So, I like this poll because it's what matters.
Where's Notre Dame? Did you say that?
Yeah, Notre Dame, I believe, is at 15. Yep, they are at 15.
15?
Disrespect.
Damn. Wow.
I like Notre Dame.
They've lost twice.
Yeah. Still, they're good.
Isn't that enough?
That's my argument. They're good.
That's all you need.
Who do you think did the best job at the trade deadline? San Francisco?
It has to be because, I mean, Chicago, yeah, they got Montez Sweat, but, like, what are they going to do this year? Nothing, probably.
Yeah, San Francisco just stacking themselves.
There. Yeah. Nobody else really made a big splash. The Bills, like I said, Rasul Douglas, that's a good pickup because they lost their corner for the year. But other than that, it was kind of boring this year again.
I saw some dude get traded for, like, a fifth-round pick and some cash considerations, and I'd be so pissed. That's all I got. That would be like someone going, hey, I want to trade for Bobby, and I'll trade you a pair of headphones and, I don't know, a button from the board.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? That's all I'm worth? I'll be ticked about that. But pretty dramatic last few days. I bet James Harden getting traded.
Yeah.
Hey, I would not want James Harden on my team.
What did I see the other day? Getting James Harden is like when you buy a boat. The day that you get it and the day that you sell it,
yeah,
is
the best
day.
Days, yeah. That's what I've
James
heard.
Harden has quit on so
you'll
many
keep that
teams.
One.
He's quit on, let's walk through it, Houston, the Nets, the Sixers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And why you're going to trade, because I think the Clippers traded two first-round picks. One of them was a 2028 first-rounder. And not only that, they don't have any picks in this decade now, the Clippers. And if you look at their four with Paul George, he's in his 30s, like 33 or something. Kawhi Leonard's 33 or 34. Russell Westbrook's same. And then now James Harden's like 34, 35. That is an old nucleus.
Yeah. That team 10 years ago would have been unreal.
Yeah, 10 years ago. You know, they're building a new arena, so they want people to come. But, man, they have mortgaged off their next 5, 6, 7, 8 years just to get Harden, who's going to quit on them anyway. There's not only one ball to go around for all those guys, right? They know that, right?
There's only one basketball out there?
Yeah, only one basketball you can chew with.
And they got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I think that's the case. With everybody, though. All right, I think that's it. You guys good?
Josh McDaniels?
Oh, Josh McDaniels up with fire.
Yeah. Man, I hate it when coaches get fired.
Hey, I was right. Taylor Swift did not break up before coach was fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true. I was not expecting McDaniels to be the first, though.
And the GM,
yeah, the package deal.
I know it's part of it. Like, I get it. I know it's part of football. It's part of sports, getting fired as a coach. But, man, it's just like, it's got to be terrible. You know, it's like, what if you worked for somewhere for, like, 10 years and then they just fire you?
Well, they have built time.
Because you've just, I don't know, because you just didn't perform that great. You know what I mean?
Sounds pretty justified to me.
Hey, now that I break it down, God, I guess they should fire him. You know what I mean, though? We love firing coaches. But, man, you got to think about it. They have a family, man. They got a mortgage, too. He's got to go pack.
You send this to Josh.
What do you think, Bones?
I fell asleep.
You know what I mean, man?
We flew up here. I fell asleep. We're in Salt Lake City right now. I fell asleep, and then I fell asleep while you were talking about that.
That's not true. You heard me.
I did.
You felt me, though. You're like, it does suck to get fired. You ever got fired?
No.
You know what? Me either.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I got laid off.
Let me tell the same.
That's not fired.
Whatever.
The company ran out of money.
I felt that.
Not my fault.
They told you?
I felt that.
but the company never told Bones.
I was never fired from that job.
I mean, he still has the job.
As far as I know, I can go in any time.
Like, they told us all, sorry, guys, we're going under, we no longer are a business. They never told Bobby.
What?
I'm the one that told Bobby. Hey, dude, yeah, man, we shut down.
It's like, hey, man, you're fired. What? You can't do that. You don't have the authority.
Back your boxes. You're out.
Yeah. It's time for the promises. Make a promise on a bet, and if you hit, nothing happens. But if you miss, you owe $10. Eddie?
Oh, that's so dumb.
You're up, buddy.
Oh, I'm up? Oh, boy. All right. I can't believe I'm going to say this. But I am promising it. And look, you have to believe in your promise. And I believe in this. The Cowboys.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. The Cowboys plus three. They cover. I promise they will cover three. Guys, they may even win the dang game.
Okay.
So let's go Cowboys
plus three. I bet you won't take a money line.
Okay, I bet you I will.
Is that your promise?
No. Yeah. No. I might just do that at home in private.
Okay. That's fair.
Bones, wake up. Bones fell asleep again.
Huh? I'm sleepy, man. We're recording still?
We're doing our promises, man.
Oh, I promised that I'm not going to stay awake very much longer. If we...
That one you can keep.
Keep driving. Okay. Ready for mine?
Hey, I did the Cowboys in case you fell asleep.
I did not hear it.
Plus three.
Earlier, I was sleeping and I had like a tea, hot tea with a shot of espresso in it. And I was dreaming that I was pouring it out. And I woke up and I was pouring it out on my lap. I know. Okay, I'm taking Arkansas plus six.
What's going on here? Arkansas what?
Arkansas plus six at Florida.
Boy. Oh, boy. We're chasing.
I haven't chased anything yet.
I know Cowboys are going to Arkansas.
Okay, well.
It's got Patriots.
This is fun. My promise is the Fighting Irish is going to play like a champion on Saturday.
Yes!
Minus three at Clemson, Notre Dame. Yeah. I promise.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one, Kevin.
Thanks.
But so, every time I say I like that, that's the one I was like, I should not have bet that one because I lost.
And
thanks.
Eddie has a...
Reed.
All right, well, I believe...
What are you? You an MC somewhere? Well, hello all. Welcome to the Livestock Road.
Hey, we're driving on the highway here in Utah.
I believe in Eddie's superstition with his football, and so I'm also going to go Cowboys plus
Let's
three.
Let's go, you know? Reed.
I was going to do that regardless of you doing it anyway, so... There we go. That's it. All right.
Well...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.